In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. After hearing this gospel reading, you may be wondering to yourself, am I a sheep or a goat? Or if you were more taken by the imagery in Ezekiel, am I a lean sheep or a fat sheep? And of course, in Ezekiel, the imagery is really more about behavior than size. We'll come back to those images in a little bit. This is the last Sunday of our liturgical year. Today we celebrate Christ the King. We celebrate Christ as our King, but he is unlike any earthly king. At our house, we have been watching several mini-series over the past few months with kings in them, historical kings and fictional kings. At their best, human kings are still human, concerned with keeping power and control and status. At their worst, human kings can perpetuate horrible violence and injustice. Still, the image of Christ, the King, has resonance for many of us, even though probably not many of us have ever lived in a country that was ruled by a human king. Christ is a king worthy of all our loyalty and allegiance, a king we can obey with our whole heart. Now, if you've been following along in Matthew, and I know many of you have, for the past couple of months, you know that these teachings of Jesus toward the end of this gospel, which are mostly parables, seem to only increase in the urgency of their message. And today's gospel reading is no exception. This parable in Matthew's gospel is the only sort of description of the last judgment that is found in all of the New Testament. And it is right that it would give us pause here at the end of our church year. Am I a goat or a sheep? How many times have I or you driven by someone on the side of the road who's holding a sign that says, "We'll work for food," or "Homeless need help"? Or how many times have you or I given food or drink to a hungry person, or welcomed a stranger, or given someone clothes, or cared for a sick person, or visited someone in prison? These actions, which were traditional Jewish works of mercy, are the actions that the king in the parable raises up and praises. I think if we are honest with ourselves, nearly all of us would say, well, sometimes I'm a goat, and sometimes I am a sheep. I like to think of this parable as sort of a spiritual checkup, a spiritual wellness check, if you will. As nearly all of us, maybe all of us, visit our primary care doctor at least once a year for a physical checkup, what would happen if we look at this parable and Ezekiel as well as a kind of a spiritual wellness check, a state of our hearts checkup? Then we might ask ourselves these questions. Are our hearts open to the least of these? Do we see Christ in the face of the stranger? Do we act on this seeing? Not all the time, but some of the time. Or if we go back to Ezekiel's images, looking at our own lives, is there anything in our behavior that's like the fat sheep, pushing others out of our way, butting the weak animals, as he says, with our horns until they are scattered far and wide, taking the resources for ourselves? Only we can answer these questions for ourselves. Only God really knows our inner motivations for our outer actions in the world. It's important to remember that in this parable, everyone is surprised. Those who are considered good, the sheep, are surprised when they hear the king say, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." They don't remember ever seeing the king and helping him. But of course, that's not the point. The king says, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, you did it to me." In the same way, those who are considered bad in the parable, the goats, are equally surprised. They don't remember ever ignoring the king in need. But of course, that is not the point. And the king says to them, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." This parable can be an important wake-up call, or even a reminder to us that Christ is present in all people. We promise in our baptismal vows to seek and serve Christ in all persons. And that Christians are called to share God's love in the world in physical, tangible ways: food and clothing and welcome, caring for those who are sick and in prison. And that God wants all of us to be in on this very important work. So if we think of this as a spiritual wellness check, as we navigate in this holiday season, when many of us are invited to lots of feasts, many of us, including me, eat and drink much more than we need. Many of us spend lots of money on things that may not be that important. Perhaps we can keep this parable in mind. Perhaps the image of the sheep and the goats, or the fat sheep and the lean sheep, can serve as a corrective to our culture's very commercial and sometimes brutal way of doing things. Perhaps. And when this parable comes round again, in 3 years, as it will, on the last Sunday of the liturgical year, and we have our next spiritual wellness check with this parable, we all have the chance to have done the work so that our hearts will be found more open to our neighbor, to the least of these, to the stranger, the hungry, the poor, and those in prison.